Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Before I fire up this episode of Sup, I need to take a moment and say thank you to each and every one of my 604 patrons on Patreon. You guys are incredible. Like, I passed 500 patrons and, you know, I'd set my sights on reaching that milestone, and then to see people keep pledging to support, it just is mind blowing. Like, every week to see the growth is just, it's the best feeling. And it makes me feel good because it lets me know that listeners are loving this podcast. And it also makes me feel good because it's allowing me to make more episodes of this podcast, which is something that I really love to do. And you guys are fulfilling my dreams, and I hope that I'm fulfilling yours as well. So thank you to all my patrons. You are amazing. I'm so grateful for all of you. And if you're wanting to become a patron or wanting to support this podcast, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a patron of Sup. For as little as $1 an episode, you'll have access to weekly bonus episodes where me and my guests just talk about whatever we want and get to know each other. And they usually have some sort of informative twist. And they're a lot of fun. This has been a really wonderful community, and I'm eternally grateful to every one of my patrons. You guys are the best. So again, you want to get involved? Hit up www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast for more info. And without further ado, I give you this week's sexy, unique episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, like I'm Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beats, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, you'll be both in. Hotel chill.
Okay, I am so excited today. I know I always say this at the beginning of every episode, but I am excited for today's guest. He's a writer and creator of the podcast Keep It, which is a phrase that I've now started using and like incorporated into like my daily language. It's Ira Madison.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's my honor, truly. So you recently got into Vanderpump Rules.
I did.
You're a newcomer.
I watched the entire first five seasons over Christmas break.
Okay. How many days did that take you?
3 weeks.
Amazing. So you had like a crash course in Vanderpump University.
And I feel like since then, I keep seeing people on my Twitter timeline, they've started Vanderpump Rules too.
Yeah. You've inspired like a whole new wave of Vanderpump Rules fans, which is important. Like, it's the show that I feel really spreads through word of mouth. Like, what I've found is identifying like other intelligent people that watch the show that like appreciate it for what it is and then like spread the word is how so many people get into it.
I mean, the fact that it's this good six seasons in.
Yeah.
Is crazy to me.
It's crazy. So which was your favorite season so far?
I feel like my favorite season was a mix of 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone said like 1 and 2 really got the show started.
Yeah.
But I thought 3 was appropriately insane as well.
3 was pretty crazy because that was where Stassi was trying to like make her, or she was separating herself
so
from everyone.
Stassi was like split off from everyone and it was like she was trying to leave the show and Sheena was trying to take over the show. And I feel like that's the first season that we got the glimpse of James.
Yes,
because James was with Kristen.
James was with Kristen, and that was insane.
Yes, and their fight at Sheena's wedding, it was everything.
Where Kristen slapped him. Yeah, because he was like accusing her of fucking her trainer.
Yeah.
I found that trainer after that season.
Yeah.
And like had a training session with him.
Oh my God.
In his backyard in West Hollywood.
How was it?
It was fine. His like, he had a punching bag thing set up, but it was like really rusty and it broke halfway through the training session.
All right. Well,
I don't think that he's like a real, like a trainer, so to speak. Like, I got my best friend Christine to go with me and we were just like, lol, let's go to this guy's house. And then he was like, for $40 a session, we could like keep continuing this relationship.
That makes sense. I don't think Kristen can afford a real trainer.
No. I don't think. I think she might be at a level where she can like get an Equinox subscription or membership.
Yeah.
But a personal trainer is a real TBD.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character on the show?
It's a toss up between James.
Yeah.
And Lala.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like the show became invigorated once they were introduced into the series. Once Lala came in and became best friends with James, the show has skyrocketed back in quality from the dip it took when every episode was focused on Tom and Katie's boring wedding.
Yeah, that last season was painful.
It was like the whole stretch from like, from when the bachelor bachelorette parties went crazy to then like the actual wedding happening, I feel like 6-7 episodes later.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't care about all of this.
No. And it was actually like, it was just like aggravating to have to be put through their like awful relationship dynamic week after week. Cause it like, it stopped being entertaining even after a while.
And so it felt like a fun reboot with this season because you got back to Sheena on the outs with Kristen, Stassi, and Katie,
which is important,
but James was friends with everyone now, so he wasn't like being ostracized from everyone. You have Lala actually participating this season and becoming like this crazed feminist and she is friends with James now. And I love that this episode this week really delineated the fact that there are two factions in the show, really. There's Stassi's group, and then there's, like, Ariana Sheena's group. And it's weird that, and then there's the people who filter between both.
Yeah.
Like, Jax is in both groups.
Jax is in both.
Sort of, because, you know, like, he's back to being friends with Stassi.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's in both groups because he's best friends with Schwartz. And Lala is in both groups for some reason.
Yeah. Though and I feel like she identifies more
with Ariana and Sheena's group. But I feel like this season is also where the people are acting like Real Housewives in the sense that you can plainly see Stassi and Katie going on redemption tours this season.
Oh, absolutely.
And trying to fix who people saw them as last season. So they decided, oh, people like Lala. Katie's like, I need to be friends with her now.
It's so calculated.
Like, both of them having lunches with her. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And even stuff where, like, this episode started out with, like, James and Stassi, like, working together on Lisa Vanderpump's event. I'm like, the only reason Stassi's hanging out with James is because James is a popular character now, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's weird seeing the two different sort of groups.
Yeah. I really stand for, like, our Team Ariana.
And I love Ariana.
Yeah, I love Ariana. I feel like, the least reality show-esque character.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of gets it. I don't understand her friendship with Sheena. I'm, like, still trying to really wrap my head around that in a real way.
Actually, Ariana is... you're right, she doesn't seem like the sort of reality show character.
Yeah.
But she works in one in the way that Eileen Davidson used to work on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
She's a person who can't help herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just always has to say what is on her mind.
Yeah.
And then that creates drama.
Mm-hmm. And she'll get, like, a comment in there here and there, or do something bitchy to, like, piss off Stassi, which I'm living for in this episode. Just the little microaggressions that Ariana throws.
So she's like, first of all, she calls her out on her Oscars podcast,
which
I didn't know about because I was, you know, watching.
Oh, yeah.
I marathoned it. So I had really no idea of everyone's social media presence until this season.
Oh, my God.
Then I started following people on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
To find out what's going on.
Okay.
I'm not following them all on Twitter because I feel like that's...
You don't need to follow Jax on Twitter.
That's too much.
No, it's too much.
And I follow each other.
Oh, love.
And then Tom and Katie follow me.
Tom follows me. Katie doesn't. Jax has blocked me. But I have like a complicated relationship with the cast of Vanderpump Rules because I used to do a different podcast called Pumped Podcast. Mm-hmm. But then my podcasting partners became friends with the cast. And then there was like a split where it was like they remained like very like close and wanted to do a podcast that's like all about just the cast telling their truths. And I wanted to do a recap or like have
telling the truths
like it is
the real truths.
And so it was
go on Stassi's podcast if you want to do that.
I wish
her and Billy Lee
getting together. Okay, so we'll get to the Stassi of it all because I really want to like I want to pick your brain on all of that and like see where you think, because you probably now know about like her Me Too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the opening, okay, I'm obsessed with the music of this show and like the opening song. Did you catch that it was like beautiful people and everybody knows it? It was like the music has gone off the deep end. Like the house band is working hard for the money this season. I'm over Stassi's like fake job. Like it doesn't thrill me at all to like see her trying to do this like event planning thing.
Yeah, it's fake. Yeah. It's like you only seem to event plan Vanderpump events,
and you
because we don't see her planning any other events,
and she plans like the she's looped into the event like 2 days before or like the day of, and it's like, okay, are you ready to plan the event? And it's like,
and her planning of the event only seems to be telling sir employees what they're going to do at the event.
Mm-hmm. Telling them and then like taking things out of boxes and putting them on a counter somewhere.
She's not picking any food. She's not picking the drink. She's not picking the location.
No. She's like coming in last minute to film.
Which makes sense because of course Stassi can't pick the fucking event space because Bravo has to clear a space that they can film at.
Yeah.
So you know.
But they're like not even trying to be like, trying to posit it as a
right. This Give, is having her real... fake things where she like goes to yeah. like.
They're like, okay, go pick up the cake. Like, oh, take put the flowers in the vase. Like, and then when she's texting people like day of, like she texts yeah. Jax and he's like, oh, she wants to know if I can bartend tonight. It's like, okay, that's not an event plan. Like, that's not yeah. the plan.
At least like Teddy's fake job on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Where she's like a accountability quote coach. I'm using quotes.
Wait, that's what her job is.
Accountability coach.
For herself or just for the
other
world?
People.
Oh, okay.
So but they show her doing it sort of.
Like a life coach?
No.
Wait.
She's an accountability coach.
So what?
So she does not train you when you work out, but she makes sure that you work out. And she is not your life coach. But she makes sure that you like
you go to the life.
Go to like therapy or your life coach.
So you just like
she's
report.
A professional nag.
So she report you report back to her, and then she's either like good, you
yes,
did it. That wow, I didn't even know that could be a job, but now I want that job.
When you are wealthy and bored and live in Los Angeles, anything can be a job.
You can text. You could just handle that job solely via text. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, did you make it to like the car repair place? And they're like, no. And you're like,
really disappointed in you, Beth Ann.
Put that on your to-do list tomorrow, please. And then like that would be really easy.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that. I'm like inspired to start a small business.
But it's like they never put any effort into like, at least show Stassi at fake parties.
Yeah.
Being like, doing the like, pointing at something or whatever. I mean, they always manage to do that with the hostesses at yeah. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they do that fake thing where they pretend they got a phone call yeah. and they're like, table for four. Okay, let me set you up right now.
They do that with the waiters too, where they like, are they like, just checking in? Are you liking your Pinot Grigio? Like, they fake caring about the restaurants and stuff decently.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Stassi thing is like, I don't understand if they truly think that there are some viewers out there that believe that this is like a real job for Stassi.
Yeah.
They must think that they're fooling people.
It's really weird.
It's weird. But then it comes down to like there's two different types of people that watch Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. Also, it's very weird whenever they have her recording her podcast
mm-hmm.
in places where she would never record a podcast.
Outside. Because
it's like outside, like in that restaurant with Jax. I'm like, why are you doing this in this loud ass building?
I didn't even think about that, but then that makes so much sense. Because every time I'd see her, I was like, gosh, she's just a girl on the go. Like, I wish I could be out and about recording my podcast. But then you're right. Like, it's so loud everywhere. That is
yeah.
totally unfeasible. Like, on a windy balcony.
Yeah.
Lisa's now the editor of a magazine no one's ever heard of. Beverly Hills Lifestyle.
I love how they just showed like a cover that she was on.
She's like,
I feel like this magazine was created while she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's like I'm really unclear on like what her involvement is, and it's like it seems like those people's like the editor died like unexpectedly
yeah.
2 days before, and then they're like, let's throw a party and like get Lisa on board.
It also seems wild that like. I don't know. I know in theory that she's had her restaurants forever because
mm-hmm.
she had them when Beverly Hills started.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. It feels like Sir was just like created. And so whenever she's like, and you've worked for me for 9 years, I'm like, you've been doing this for 9 years, girl.
It's
and
crazy.
You were just excited that a TV show came along.
Yeah. Like I remember going to Sir when I first moved to LA like 9 years ago, mm. like maybe 2 years into my LA journey, randomly going yeah. there and was just like, this is weird. All the waitresses wear these dresses and have like purses. And
I guess the only new one is Pump. And I can't wait for Tom Tom.
Yeah. I can't wait for Tom Tom.
I heard the opening's supposed to be March or April.
Really?
And I...
You're
definitely
going.
Need to be on that guest
oh,
list.
Oh, you will be on the guest list
for that premiere party.
I'm sure. Stassi is like shaming James, making fun of Logan, like calling him his boyfriend.
Yeah,
which irritated me.
It did.
But everything about Stassi irritates me.
Love that they're continuing that thread, though, even though Logan's not even in the episode.
No, I think Logan's, like, just out now for good. Because that's kind of what they did with Faith. Like, she started all this drama, and then they were like, we're actually never going to circle back to you.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye and good luck. And it's like, wait, though.
Although they're still friends.
Logan and James.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that post that Logan did where he was saying, like, James and I are no longer friends because James punched him in the face?
When was this?
This was, like, a few days ago, or, like, over the weekend. He posted it on Instagram and then deleted it and then said his Instagram had been hacked.
You know what's so wild? Saturday night, my friends and I were at Bar 10,
mm-hmm.
and Logan was there with some other gay. And I was tweeting about it, and a friend texted me and said, James Kennedy was, like, at the pizza place that right by Bar 10.
Oh.
And so I guess they must have been out together that night.
Yeah.
But I didn't see James come into Bar 10 at all.
Whoa.
And I saw Logan at Bar 10 for a while.
Wow. I love this, like, corroboration of events.
Yeah.
We're getting to the bottom of it.
Yes. Sherlocking this.
I know, you're really a Doty right now. Putting your Doty hat on.
I'm obsessed now.
We need to talk about the suit fellas shop that these guys shop at to, like, buy their formal wear.
Here's my thing about Vanderpump Rules too. It has so many episodes now each mm-hmm. season that I hate whenever they do wacky sitcom plot episodes to pad out the season.
Yeah.
And this one is one with the brothers.
Oh god, those fucking triplets.
It's like these, or it's like the one where they had to babysit Peter's girlfriend's child.
Mm-hmm.
Or the earlier seasons where Lisa used to spin like her plot in the episode was trying a new menu item.
Where she'd get the chef to, like, prepare a new tasting, and then she'd kind of give notes on things.
Or, like, I'm having dinner with...
like, delicious, it's sir.
I'm having dinner with Lance Bass, like, that one.
Yeah.
Which I only remember because that was the episode where James came up to the table and asked for his job back.
In the dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I need to revisit that one.
It's not like the food is extra delicious at Sir.
No one is going there for the esteemed chef's like creations.
All the food is just sort of fine.
It's like Disney World food.
It's not even Cheesecake Factory good.
No. It's not even like a delicious thing that you'd be like, oh my God, I'm like,
no, yeah, it's not. It's not like, something like late night either where you're like, oh, no. I'm stuffed. I'm drunk and I'm really hungry. I could go for like this pasta.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
It's just sort of you go there for the experience and you're like, I guess I might as well eat.
Yeah. You're going there. It's like the zoo. So you go to see all the animals in their cages and then maybe you buy like a snow cone or something.
Because I know when I went there last time, I got pasta and I feel like there were three ravioli noodles.
Yeah. Did you get pasta?
Swimming in the sauce.
Or did you get pasta?
You know what? It's not about the pasta.
The triplets are indeed back, which is just like, why?
I don't get it. Like, who wanted them back on TV?
You know what? I think that they got they got a lot of attention mm-hmm. last season when they were on, because it's like, who are these freaks on a leash that have broken out of the basement to like come on this reality show? And it's like a really weird slice of Tom Schwartz's backstory.
Right.
So I feel like producers were like, oh, the people love the triplets. Like, let's get them back. But it's like, no, these people are like creatures.
Yeah.
And I'm unclear on them.
Also, no one, like, please don't fall into the Jax trap and give us like a spinoff that no one's gonna watch.
I know, like
nobody watched that Jax and Britney thing.
I unfortunately did, but only so that I could podcast about
it.
But yeah, like no
everyone else, I know who's like, because you did it for your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else I know who's just like a Vanderpump Rules fan was like,
they would never.
No, I didn't bother.
No, absolutely not.
No one wants
not.
To see Britney's hick homophobic family. And Jax.
Yeah. And Jax like treating her like shit and like shitting on everyone.
Like, ooh, that's fun.
No, it was anti-fun. It was truly, and then it ended on such like a sour note because they get in this fight and then she's like, well, I'm going to stay here. And then he's like, well, I'm going to leave. And then he like goes back to LA and fucks Faith, and then like the drama continues on.
Right.
But it was like a real blip on the Vanderpump radar.
That and the fact that when this season started and it opened with Jax and James being friends and they went to that absent thing, that, I was like, why was it the spinoff Jax and James Take America?
I know, but that was also like a sitcom-y moment for
that
me.
That was
like,
a sitcom
episode. They're like putting like special effects on it's like, can we not do this right now? Like, please. And then also, they did that a couple times this season where then they were like the Doty Defense Squad and did that like thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these moments are not lol.
No.
Like, who's seen that and, like, losing their shit laughing so
hard?
Honestly,
I really just want, like, a James and Lala adjacent show.
Yeah. I could watch a Lala spinoff. I think she has the kind of star power. Yeah.
She does.
To sustain. She's like a Kardashian. Yeah. Like, she has that sort of potential.
And the thing is, she's a starter. She has the starter boyfriend right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who doesn't want to be on TV, which is fine. But when she gets her another man who is wealthy and like the housewives' husbands agrees to be on TV,
mm-hmm.
that's when her real star power is going to take off.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she can come into her own as a reality show star unless we can see her significant other on TV too.
Yeah, and watch their relationship dynamic and like see where it goes.
Yeah.
Because right now she doesn't even talk about it.
No, she just
doesn't
even
call
him
by his name. She just says, my man.
Yeah. Don't you ever talk about my man!
Because you fuck a fat man who pays your rent.
Fuck you, James!
Her finger, like, in his face with those nails, I die. Billy Lee is being heavily featured, and I'm all in on Billy Lee.
Yes, I need Billy Lee to get a storyline.
Yeah, though. I need her to have a storyline.
So
ASAP.
Many side people appear and then never appear again.
They come and they go.
Well, it's funny because, like, Ariana always and other people seem to be like in Instagrams with that gay Jesse,
mm-hmm.
but we've never seen him again.
Yeah, he's not, I don't think he's ever been featured like on the show as having like his own moment at
no,
all.
No, well,
he's always kind of there and around,
yeah,
but never.
Part of the problem is none of them really hang out with a gay person.
Yeah.
Except for James.
Yeah.
And without like more than one gay person, like we see this on TV dramas, mm-hmm. without more than one gay person in a cast, you're not really gonna get any drama.
Yeah,
because there's no one for them to like sleep with or fight with.
Mm-hmm. So then they're just there being like a cheerleader.
It's like Summer House.
Yeah. Are there any gay people in Summer House?
There's one guy man. who's always whiny and in love with Carl.
Sad.
And coming out to his parents. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not clear. I don't watch Summer House because like I have enough on my plate
I'm
with this show. You're into it?
I'm into it.
That's a whole other conversation.
Hulu did it to me.
Hulu?
When I was catching up, they had the backdoor pilot.
Oh, yeah. And did they have the whole season on Hulu?
And then they had the whole first season.
Well, then you got to do it.
Yeah.
Once you've been fooled.
Or they had it on Bravo before season 2 started.
So that people would get into it. So
I want to get into Summer Charm, but it's not on Hulu, and it's not on Charm. And it's not on the Bravo app.
You'd have to buy it.
I'd
on
have to
iTunes.
Buy it.
And I would say it's a good.
I've heard it's a good
purchase.
It's worth it.
The first season is incredible, and then I kind of fell off over the years because I haven't had cable for a couple years, so it's just like I watch Vanderpump and like whatever else comes in on like a Netflix or Hulu scenario. But like Southern Charm, it's a good one.
Okay.
I'd recommend. So Billy Lee goes to Stassi and tells her that all the girls have like warned her about Stassi's bigotry and homophobia and that she's like a problematic person.
Which is clearly her just playing a role.
Yeah. I mean, she's because like a mouthpiece at this point and meant to stir up. Because
she does that. And then she goes, when they're at the event, to also say, so I told Stassi that I'm like, okay, exposition girl.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's a sense that in this episode that there's a storyline to make both Stassi and Katie more sympathetic characters. Mm-hmm. And Stassi's is like, finally, we're getting some sort of like people addressing the fact that she said like a lot of really offensive shit, but like there's like no resolution there. It's just like Stassi gets confronted, she like cries and like victimizes herself, but and there's no
Lisa
like
Lisa steps in her monologue in her confessional and is like, I've never heard Stassi say anything bigoted, homophobic, racist. I'm like, all right, girl.
Yeah, please.
Like, you have.
Like, you have, and also, like
maybe... Like, everyone has. We've seen it on social media.
Yeah, and, like, maybe you haven't because you're also, like, part of the problem. Because, yeah. Like, when Lisa talks to, like, the workers, when she's like, I like the flowers to be hand... Like, slow talking. Nah. And it's like, okay, well, you're all, like, kind of in this together.
Yeah.
And, like, but Stassi never takes accountability for anything that she does, ever. So this was just like extra frustrating to see her just like melt down and cry and like bitch about
Billy.
Yeah. And then Stassi does like, she does a really good like sad face act where she's like, and then kind of cute with taking off her eyelashes that you're like, oh, and then, but it's like nothing really happened. Like, this also, is
what was funny too, is that like, she's trying to do that to do damage control for that Oscars podcast that she did. But this episode didn't even make it to air before she had another problem on one of her podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, since the whole Me Too drama happened since her filming that. So it's like, all right, you did damage control on the show for that one. Are we going to have to see damage control for the Me Too one on next season?
I'm sure we will. And she's already in damage control mode. She's like went to the Women's March and was like Instagramming it up and like is just like now trying to be this like ally of sorts. And I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I'm really not here for it.
I guess they're not filming right now.
They're not. They usually start like in June.
Yeah. I was told that like they're filming the confessional still for the episodes that are coming up. But yeah, I guess they started filming in the summer.
Yeah.
So
Billy Lee.
Once Tom Tom's fully open.
I feel like Tom Tom could be like a really messy place where shit goes down.
I hope so.
Cause like
just in my own life.
Yeah.
Messy shit will go down at Tom Tom.
You're like looking forward to starting a lot of drama at Tom Tom. I love that. And like, also I feel just intrinsically when you hire two like unqualified people to like partner in your restaurant, like you're setting yourself up for like,
it's so funny because the concept is that like all these people are broke. I mean, they are just now getting air conditioners, but they all of us, they like have money sitting around to invest.
Like, which is clearly
the money that they make from the show, and like their other stuff that they do,
but
they're broke IRL on the show. It's the weird thing where it's like sort of breaking the fourth wall, but not.
Yeah. It's like, I,
because no one would ask their poor employees to invest in a new restaurant venture that they're doing and name it after them.
Yeah. Rustle up $100K and then like we'll do this restaurant together. When I was like, they have that kind of money hanging around. It was also like when Tom and Katie's wedding, when they're like, when we all found out that it cost $50,000.
Yeah.
But then before the wedding, you're having that prenup lawyer, crypt keeper, going over their finances, and like they had like 200 in their checking account.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the truth? I think they have money at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Billy Lee lights some Palo Santo, tries to like smudge the evil out of Stassi. And the triplets are staying with Katie and Tom.
And she's fine with it.
And she's fine with it.
Because that's not her storyline this week.
Yeah.
Her storyline is her body positivity.
And just being like a fighter for justice for female form.
Who cooked up this Kevin Lee storyline to give Katie another sympathetic arc?
My immediate thought when this Kevin Lee shit was going down was like, he's a plant. Like,
he had to be.
Went into full conspiracy theory
he's
mode.
He's been on the show since season one of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. planning Lisa's events, Beverly Hills, darling, she. Like, Kevin Lee's one of her best friends and people who always comes back to the show for events. So there's no way that he's just on camera is like, oh my God, you're so fat, Katie. It's horrible. You got to do something about that.
I'm telling
Someone
you,
put him up to that.
I'm telling you as a friend, it's gotten out of control. I could not. That was actually like the sweetest retribution that we as viewers get for having to put up with Katie last season. Like, we deserved this moment in the sun of Kevin Lee just like going in on her. But like, I think that he was planted by Lisa either to give Katie sympathy or to give Lisa more of like a sympathetic boss. Because she's like all up in this episode in a way that she's not really been.
Too much
Lisa.
Which, since you're and watching this season of Beverly Hills, it's contrasted with just like nothing's happening this season on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
At all.
It's kind of fallen into like a nothing ever happened show. Yeah.
They're just playing up the lifestyle elements, but nothing mm-hmm. is happening. And so I feel like she's like extra producing Vanderpump because she sees that this is the...
But it's also like then let the cast do their thing. Like, don't interject your, like, inject yourself into the drama.
Her, you're such an asshole, yeah, Jax. Like, when Jax showed up late to the event that he found out the day of. Yeah. Like,
this is, you're getting, like, emotional about this in a weird way. Like this is
random event for your magazine.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Lisa? Like, you could just be like, you're fired, or like, go away. Yeah. Like, we'll deal with you later. But then she was like, she kind of was like acting. I got the sense, especially in that moment. The best moment too is, would you be sad if Sir burned down? No. Jax is like spiraling out of control on a multitude of levels.
And he has two therapists now, a Reiki therapist and an actual therapist.
Yeah.
And how soon till he fucks his Reiki therapist?
Kelsey.
Who was? Call me Jason.
Call me Jason is a real lol. But also, Kelsey was just recently featured on Goop, which is like, how? The whole Kelsey thing too, with like the den, I'm like, it's weird to see like kind of chic places now be incorporated into like the Vanderpump universe.
Yeah.
And it makes me immediately think like they're not chic and I don't want to go there again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I don't understand. I mean, I guess it's like, for a place like that is like good publicity, but it's also like, do you understand what you're aligning your brand with? And I don't
these
know.
These people are trash.
Yeah, these people are trash. Everything, they're like, it's like with Jason and the Golden Fleece, like Midas rather, where everything he touches turns to gold. Everything these people touch turns to a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And now the den has like,
the dumpster literally set on fire and Sir almost burned down.
Which, can we talk about the history of fires in Lisa's restaurants?
Because that's right.
Pump lit on fire two times in 2016, Sir in 2017, and Villa Blanca in 2017.
Is Ken trying to like make some money?
Are they trying to arsonist? Get like an insurance? They're trying to get insurance.
Yeah.
That's like, that's not normal for like all your restaurants to light on fire in like a 2-year period.
Either that or it's Brandy Glanville.
Yeah. Or it's like Kim Richards smoking meth in a bathroom and having it like light on fire. I feel like that's really sketchy and no one's talking about it.
Yeah, the serial fires.
Yeah, and someone needs to like put on their Sherlock Holmes hat and investigate.
I'll start investigating.
Okay, please do. Yes. Thank you. I need Lisa's Vanderpump Dogs merch, like ASAP. That coat that she was wearing.
Yes.
And then I don't love the bedazzled, like...
She bedazzles too much.
She bedazzles way too much. But I did like a cargo coat.
Sometimes Lisa's like... outfits are just atrocious for a woman with that much money.
Yeah. Well, but that gets me into also this thought where I'm like watching this like Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine party and wondering like, who are these Beverly Hills people?
Yeah, who are these people?
Like, there's like...
They weren't celebrities there.
No, but it's just like, these are like the people... Like, it's a side of Beverly Hills that I'm really unclear on.
It's like, who was reading this magazine?
Yeah. I'm like, there's like this like really trashy element of Beverly Hills that confuses me, but also gives me life, because I'm just like, I love it when like rich people just like can't get their shit together.
Of course.
But like...
But who reads it in the rest of like LA, you know?
No,
like,
I don't know what the circulation is.
No one's reading Beverly Hills Magazine in Silver Lake.
No. Like, did you pick up the latest issue? Did you see the cover girls? Lisa Vanderpump took over the editorial duties.
And I don't even think like actual wealthy people in Beverly Hills are reading it.
No, I don't.
Maybe they've been duped into a subscription by a friend of theirs, and they just support it, I guess.
Yeah,
they feel philanthropic.
I need to know like who these Beverly Hills people are, and like even where they live in Beverly Hills. Like, are they part of the like power? Like, how powerful are they in the Beverly Hills community?
Should I start writing for Beverly Hills Magazine?
Yes. Well, Lisa probably, as the new editor, wants to shake things up. So yeah, you can
shake things up.
Yeah,
that's how I can investigate the arsons. Mm-hmm. I'll pose as a reporter. Become her friend, and then expose her
expose
in
her
the pages of
scam.
Her own magazine.
And you probably could. Yes. Because I don't think she's like sitting there reading and like proofing and like approving pitches and stuff.
Pandora probably does it.
Pandora, whose accent suddenly disappeared on this episode.
Also, Max like suddenly reappeared.
Yeah. Max is looking a little worse for wear. And I love Lisa. I love Lisa confronting Jax about being late and being like, my kids are doing the bar. Max, look, Max is at the bar. Like, he's getting really upset about it.
He's pouring a drink. He's pouring a drink.
She's like, look over there. And it's like, yeah, so he's a fucking busboy at your restaurant.
Yes. Don't act like he's above it.
No. And like, Pandora, like, her entire existence is based upon, like, your existence. So yeah. Thank God that they're here. They shouldn't be anywhere else. I'm living for Ariana's, like, refusal to work the party. And then also when she, like, starts
maybe.
Maybe I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not making any promises.
And when she's texting when Stassi's talking to her. She's no fucks to give about Stassi whatsoever. No.
And I'm here for it.
I'm glad that this week Sheena took a break from her ongoing...
From Toga Madera Gate.
Rob is just... I'm so tired of people talking about this.
She's
like, as she talks about it 500
she's
times.
She's the only one talking
she's
about it.
She's the only one talking
and
about it.
And digging herself into a grave.
Herself a storyline.
Yeah. And like, and then all... It's kind of artful, like the way that she does it. Because it's so... Like, I think she thinks she's being savvy, but it's like, it's really bad. But then also like... She makes herself look so much worse when she just throws out little tidbits being like, well, he doesn't kiss anyone. He doesn't even kiss me. Like, he's just, and we don't even do that kind of stuff.
He's never kissed.
He's never kissed.
He's never been kissed.
He's not a kisser, not even with me. He's not even affectionate with me. And it's like, girl, what are you talking?
He throws me down the stairs. He beats me.
Like, I don't even think they're necessarily together in the way she thinks they're together.
Right.
Like, they're in a casual sexual relationship.
And she's like strutting around his house like she lives there.
Yeah. She's like, let's throw a party here. And it's like, he like just moved in or something. It's like, I don't get Sheena. But I also do get it. And I love...
Of course.
I love everything she does because it's like she's too dumb to realize
what I love how the only doing. Thing she did this episode was she was eating the appetizers and being like, oh yeah, I'm going to pass those out later. And then defending Kristen to Jax, being like, don't say that to a friend of mine.
Oh yeah. And well, rolling because, her eyes oh, about get, like Stassi.
Oh, because I forgot that Sheena and Kristen are still friends. It's Stassi and... Katie, Stassi, who she
oh,
hates
yeah,
still.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
those are the two she didn't invite to her birthday party at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But she's still fine with Kristen, because Kristen will cling to anybody to still be on the show. It is amazing that Kristen is still in the opening credits.
Kristen is like cliffhanger at this point, like hanging on by just one finger that's slowly slipping off the mountain. Like,
because like Lala is the one... generating most of the drama this season.
Yeah, but Kristen, like...
And James, too. But, like, Kristen, like, got in the mix when she brought Brittany's family here.
Mm-hmm.
So...
She's willing to work, like, to get... And she's willing to spend money to get on
the show.
Well,
that's the beauty of the show, too, and why, as the Housewives seasons start to, you know, go out to pasture, the fact of the matter is that these... kids on this show, kids, I mean, Jax is
young adults.
Twice my age. almost literally. No, yeah.
She's like, Jax is like a cool 54 years
right.
old.
How old are you, Jason?
Yeah. Call me Jason.
call me Ishmael. but it's the fact that these people like continually just like this is their lives, unlike the housewives who like have lives that they don't want to ruin. So at some point they're sort of like, they stop like being awful.
Yeah.
But this show is like, no, they want to completely blow up their lives on TV for fun.
Yeah. For fun. For attention.
For
money,
a check.
For a check. Yeah.
For a check and for attention. They
but they're
it.
Like, and they're also just like ruining their lives at the same time. Like, there's no bouncing back. I feel like James and Lala have like power, and maybe Ariana have like power beyond the show to like spin
but it's
it.
Like, we've heard James's music. Like, he's not gonna be making albums for Lady Gaga.
I feel like James has I feel like James has talent.
Somewhat.
Am I blinded by just like my obsession with the show? Or
I love it. I don't know.
He goes for it.
He
and he's
does.
Putting it out there and he's working.
That's true.
My dream is that he makes it to Coachella someday.
I would love it.
I would love it. Like that needs to happen.
I still need
to
go to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I feel like him, maybe Lala, if Ariana hopefully books a role on something, she can escape.
I know, it's pilot season. I'm yeah. Like, come on.
Whatever happened to that cocktail book?
That's a good question. Maybe it's still in the works.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll like come out around the same time that Tom Tom opens.
Yeah, sure.
To like co-market.
You can pre-order it on Pout and Pucker.
Oh, Brittany and Jax are two royal messes.
I
like them
actually,
both like
I actually hate them now in the way that I hated Tom and Katie during the wedding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just not entertaining watching Brittany and Jax anymore. Except for that episode at the house with the recording.
That was...
Because that involved the whole cast.
Yeah. And also it was like the amount... Okay, so the amount of alcohol that they drank at that housewarming party was bone chilling.
Yes.
Like, they went into it being like, we're going to get fucked up. Like, we're going to drink
did.
To the point of like being blackout messes. All of us are going to do it willingly. And like... They were
no
like,
one
don't.
No wonder Logan's throwing around the, I fucked this person. I fucked that person. Like, he was fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Everybody was wasted.
Everyone. And, like, even Brittany in the housewarming, she was like, well, I said, like, don't even come here if you're not going to get drunk. And, like, and it's just like, I can't. Them doing, a spin the bottle with, like, various types of alcohol.
They keep playing spin the bottle all the time.
They love spin the bottle.
Speaking of spin the bottle, where was Peter this week?
And he's busy. He's managing Sir.
That's true. I mean, you think
he
that
has a real
you
job.
Think Lisa would swindle him into working her fake event.
He actually has to, like, manage yeah. a restaurant.
The funny part was seeing James running from the event holding his
James is a hustler.
Yeah, yelling at people, party it, sir, party it, sir.
Also, I think that they shot like because I feel like the place where the Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine event was held was like right around the corner.
It was,
and
you
so
could you could tell they kept showing clips of him in different spots
mm-hmm.
on the West Hollywood Strip.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not running in continuity.
No.
Because at one point he was running past like Tortilla Republic and
yeah.
then he was coming from the other direction past the park and then he was like running past like Bar 10. I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
And like crossing the intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a weird montage to make, like he literally went one block and just like shouted at everyone on the
yeah.
way to the restaurant and they cut it to look like he's like going across all of West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wait, also my favorite moment was when Billie's like recapping her podcast with Stassi and she says, they just wanted to warn me that you're okay with being ignorant. Which is just the best.
Where is Billie from? I always want to ascribe this like this country twang to her too,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think she's from the country.
No, I don't. I feel like maybe she said where she was from in her speech that she gave on Pride.
Yeah, but
maybe
I wasn't
it.
Listening.
No, I wasn't. I was no. like moving on.
Yeah,
on.
Like
yeah,
all,
like I'm not
all,
here for like a
like all right, girl.
Like
I'm
a
not,
heartfelt
I'm,
moment.
I'm not here for learning. Sleep with Jax.
I'm like, I live here, okay? I get it. Like,
fuck Jax or James or something, but
yeah.
like, let's move it on.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved in the drama, Billy.
Jax goes to Sir after he, like, shows up late and gets, like, dismissed by Lisa, and he immediately, like, gets completely wasted and, like, coked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, like, on a rampage.
Yes.
Oh, and then he's also on a rampage in his confessional, like, interviews. He takes
taking
his
off his shoes.
And then
drinking a Corona.
Drinking a Corona while that fake drink sits next to him.
Yes.
And he's just like done. Like he's here to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
He's lost it.
He's lost it. I think he's finally like having a crisis period.
I think he's having a breakdown this season.
Yeah.
The calling me Jason thing, I'm like, I think he's going to like spiral this season into insanity.
I think so too, and I'm excited because it's been a long time coming for him, and like I want to see him have his day of reckoning with all his decisions and like also like his age and also like his appearance and like yes. I need to see it all culminate in like him getting 5150'd.
Yeah.
I need someone to get 5150'd.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for either Jax or Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
The triplets scare me, and that's really all I have to say about them.
Yeah.
But they, here's some good gossip, is that they're now like reaching out to people on Facebook, like reaching out to girls. Like I know some people in our Facebook group that have been messaging with them, and like Robert aka Bert, I think is like trying to move to LA to work at TomTom.
You could tell.
Yeah, he was in.
They're
he was
thirsty.
Like, yeah.
What's so weird too is that like every single member of these people's families also seems to be eager to be on reality TV too.
Yeah.
Brittany's. Jax's mom came on.
Sheena's
Ariana's
mom.
Ariana's brother.
Yeah.
Sheena's mom. James's mom. literally everyone but people in Lala's family.
Yeah, Lala's family stayed out of it. Dodie's family has kind of stayed out
true.
Of it, too.
Yeah. But, oh my God. It's been a while since we've seen Stassi's crazy parents.
I miss her dad.
Her dad.
Her,
yes.
like, closeted gay dad.
Yes.
Yeah. I need him to make a comeback.
Maybe she's keeping him away because...
If I were her,
I would... Because, you know, it's probably, like, she's trying to, like, fix her image. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would keep him off the show, too, if I were her.
His dad's probably sleeping with Logan. Have that be a good storyline.
That would be a great storyline. Yeah. I'm ready for like the parent, like a parental scandal.
When is she going to get back together with Jax?
I wish. They're like the Ross and Rachel of the show.
I feel like they just need to like sleep together, and then like it completely blows up her friendship with Brittany and the whole group. I feel like that's a good season 7 kickoff.
If there was a twist at the end of this season that
they
revealed
slept together,
yeah, I would
scream.
Yeah, I might lose it completely. Like I don't know if I'd actually be able to handle that.
I would be stalking them the rest of the months until they film to find out how it's developing.
Yeah, cuz like when that happened in season 2, when that it was proven to be true that Kristen's yes. over Jax, I lost my mind. I was in a state of disbelief.
Because I was like, oh, okay, this is just like fake. This is fake.
Yeah.
And then like when he admitted it was true, I was like, no, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
And then when she admitted it, I was like, this is the best show on TV.
Yeah. Because you rarely get that kind of payoff in a reality show.
Yeah.
Like where a rumor is proven and then you see the fallout and aftermath.
Yeah.
And so that's what like cemented the show as iconic.
And the fact that these people are still hanging out with each other and still friends.
That they love it. They're just like, anyways, I got over it. They're actually maybe a good... Like,
they're best friends with James, too. And, like, James was fucking Kristen, too.
Yeah.
And tried to fuck over Tom's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, James literally terrorized Tom and Jax for almost 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And now they're all best friends.
They're good at, like, letting go of resentments.
Yeah.
If that's one thing we can learn from them and respect about them, it's just they're willing to get over it.
What I do know is that, looking on Instagram now, it seems that, like... Lala, Ariana, Sandoval, James, and Katie
mm-hmm.
are all friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all went to Vegas together and were all on that trip. And so it's interesting that, like, Ariana was, like, hanging out with Katie.
Yeah. Well, I think
But I guess
like,
this was because Lala's being friends with Katie. Now.
Lala's friends with Katie, and also it's, like, Schwartz and Sandoval are best friends, so
yeah.
you'd kind of, like, have to hang out
But it didn't
out
even
with
seem
her.
Like Schwartz was on that trip.
Or
maybe just no one took a photo of him.
Was this the Vegas trip where they flew with Lala
yeah.
on the jet?
Yeah.
Oh, because they did it
they were
again
all Instagram-
recently.
Yeah, they
yeah.
were Instagramming each other. I didn't see Schwartz, but like, who would take a picture of Schwartz?
Yeah, he's just like kind of
he's
there.
He's just there.
With
yeah.
like shower shoes on.
Yeah.
Not even like trying.
The greatest trick this show ever pulled was making me think Schwartz was hot.
Tom Schwartz.
Because Tom Schwartz was so cute and lovable. And then you slowly started to realize season by season that he's more of a monster than Katie.
Yeah. You peel away the layers and then you're just like, oh my God, this person is a nightmare. And also it's like,
you're every dead-end husband that like a nice, otherwise like could be independent woman with a future ahead of her mm-hmm. is stuck with in like middle America somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
And there's so many Schwartzes yeah. in the world.
And he's also just like gotten so lucky. Like he fell into this entire world.
He fell into the show.
Answering a Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like the evolution.
He fell into the show. He's fallen into like owning a bar. Like what the fuck?
Shit just like happens for you, I guess, if you're like a mediocre white man. Like all you have to do is get on Craigslist.
With floppy hair.
With floppy
and
hair.
Three crazed triplet brothers.
And like a collection of shower shoes. He doesn't even try.
No.
Like he's never tried in his life.
No.
Yet he's still like sustained.
Oh my God.
It's I mean, just like it's
his
actually
moments
shocking.
On the show are always so sad.
Yeah.
Like
especially at
like
this
his
point.
Battered wife scene.
I live for when he was like so wasted though and yes. just like going off. But that was also because I feel like we all got conned by him for
yes.
such a long time. But there were also these moments of seeing his true colors, like when he's pouring beer on
yes.
Stassi.
Well, also last week too when yeah. When he was really trying to go after Sheena and
that
tear
was
her apart, but then like. She obliterated him because
mm-hmm.
he was like, why don't you go make out with girls? That's the when you're drunk, that's the only thing you know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie's like, get some new material. She was like, it's true.
Yeah.
And Tom and Schwartz like immediately recoiled.
Yeah. Walked away.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to like school him or put him in his place.
It doesn't.
But he definitely has more of like a voice now that he's like, I don't know if it's just if it's like he's married and so that gives him.
I think
like,
it's the Tom Tom thing. He feels like he's cock of the walk now. Like yeah. Lisa's on his side.
Mm-hmm. So he can just say whatever.
Lisa loves him, Katie, Sheena,
and
Stassi.
Yeah.
Those and are her four favorites on the show.
Kristen. Yeah.
She hates Kristen. It's a wonder Kristen is that's just like the magic of Kristen.
Yeah.
Like it's a wonder she is still on this show mm-hmm. when Lisa hates her so much.
She is like clawing her way onto the show despite all odds. And I hope that Kristen triumphs. Like I hope
she'll
that
she'll be
something
the last
happened.
One standing.
Yeah. Like I'm pretty convinced that if there was a purge, Kristen would be like the one
yeah.
who lives through the entire purge.
Of course.
Kristen's scrappy.
I love it.
I love it. We finally got to see Katie's skylight video post. One of my favorite lines too in this episode is when Lisa's like, "You're so beautiful. You know, you came into my world. You'd just fallen through a plate glass window."
I was like,
how is that part of your narrative as a yeah, person? That
what an origin
through?
Story.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story.
That video, too. I was like, oh my God.
Like,
original Katie.
Honey.
She's like Fern Mayo.
Yeah. She is.
She went from the. Yeah.
Yeah. It's shocking. Because I was like, did she even have like a nose job? Like so many things have happened.
Everything looks different about her.
She's like a completely different person. It is. That is truly. I had no
words.
She's
like, she was like season one of Ugly Betty up in that video. And then like the finale. America Ferrara.
Yeah.
Like just looking gorgeous.
Yeah. Like I need to know. I need to like get linked to that video somehow on YouTube or like see it in its entirety because like
I want a documentary. I want the Katie makeover plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing is too about Katie, like she looks pretty good like despite everything. Like I think
that was the Kevin part, the thing about that was like how weird it was. It's just because like she looks very good.
She looks good. She has, I mean, she's gained weight from like, if you're comparing her from like first season,
yeah,
but they all have.
Yeah. And I think also, she looks better.
She looks good and but she doesn't dress for her body type, I think.
No,
and
never.
So she looks not, she presents as like a different body shape than how she actually looks IRL. Cause I've met her in real life and I'm like, you're not like, you don't look like you do on camera. So it's like, it's just not adding up stylistically, I think.
I think she's still wearing clothes that she was wearing in the first two seasons.
Yeah, she tries to dress like a rail thin Instagram model, and it's like, you can only do that if you're a rail thin Instagram model.
Yeah, buy clothes that fit you, girl.
Yeah, just do that, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll look great. She's one of the better looking cast members.
She is, and she's like, she looks good. Yeah. Stassi looks good too. I hate to say it and give her props, but I mean,
didn't all the Nazis look good? That was the point of it.
She's representing the Aryan nation really well. They're proud.
Yeah. SS Stassi.
SS.
Nazi, hashtag Nazi chic.
Nazi Stassi. Stassi.
Anastasia.
Nastasia.
Nastasia.
Nastasia Schroeder.
I want to start calling her Nastasia.
Yeah, that's good. I think that'll be how
lost,
she's
lost Stassi privileges.
Yeah.
I wish someone on the show would be like, listen, Nastasia.
Yeah. Someone needs to check her. You're the one. When you get your writing job on Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine, you can start doing like a column about Nastasia. Ugh, Katie's redemption is not working for me. I'll never forget how she was last season.
Never forget.
I'll never.
Never forget.
I'll never forget. Never forgive. We need to. Oh, we need to talk about the sideburn ponytail guy. Did you catch him in this episode?
Where was he again?
There is a very brief moment where James is wrapping up his DJ responsibilities at the Beverly Hills Lifestyle party, and he's like kind of dancing around and telling some guy, he's like, oh yeah, this is going to be a big party.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah.
And that guy had like a little mini bun in his sideburns on both sides. I was like, what's with this guy's hair?
And then these are central casting characters.
This is like, I was like, he's in Beverly Hills reading the magazine. I was like, who is this man? Like, what is this hairstyle? Like, who are any of these people?
And if he was able to run there, like, I don't think that's even real Beverly Hills.
It's no,
like,
that was in like around in West Hollywood.
It's like the Ivy adjacent. It's Robertson.
Yeah. And like, the sideburns man bun, like the bun sideburns really threw me.
Yeah.
And then I immediately was like, felt like Kristen when she was like, I feel like I'm in Alice in Wonderland. I was like, what is this? It's like the Hunger Games.
Barely even in this episode, Kristen. Yeah,
I know. James walks into Sir and he goes, is everyone here to see me DJ tonight? And the whole crowd's like, yes. There's this like drunk mom who's like front and center, kind of like dancing around, and she's living for it.
I heard See You Next Tuesday gets lit. I cannot wait to go.
I'll bet it does.
Yeah.
I'll bet people party there too.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Do a lot of pasta there.
So much pasta. Freebasing pasta in the alleyway before hitting the dance floor. Which is also, I feel like it could get lit, but I feel like it also could just look like it's lit because it's in a very small space. Yeah.
There's like 15 people.
Yeah, but they're all crammed together and dancing to like EDM, so it looks like a crazy party.
Yeah.
Raquel's dancing is an eternal mood. Like
I always forget that she's on the show.
Yeah, but they're always cutting to her like on a dance floor, like standing behind James, and she's like loves like a mouth open dance. Katie retells her fat shaming experience to all the girls.
Yes, and
she seems
it's about as fun as everyone recounting Stassi's drama in this episode. It's like they both keep hammering home these plot lines of theirs that aren't working.
Yeah. And it's like, it didn't, the effect, I was just like, this is sad that this is your life. Like, you're sitting on the
benches. Stop telling everybody about this fat shame. He's like, get over it, girl.
Yeah. Like, laugh at it. If someone said that to me, I would actually, like, scream laugh and then be, like, making fun of it. Because it's just, like, so out of control that there's just nothing you can do. But, like, I think Katie's also, like, really stoned. Something has gone down between that party and now, and she's, like, fully hammered and or, like, on an edible. Her eyes are, like, half open, and she's, like, slumped over. Jax being, like, when the triplets are talking about Florida, and Jax goes, I don't like it. I love it. and was like really
to switch places.
Yeah.
Well, then the one brother was like, I'll switch with you.
Yeah, that's Bert.
Bert's thirsty.
Bert is thirsty and Bert is trying to come to LA.
Bert wants to be here.
Yeah.
I don't want them in next season.
I don't want to see them anymore.
No.
Also, like, their makeover was not a makeover. They looked exactly the same.
Stop letting Sandoval makeover people, for one, because he is also very hit or miss on his looks.
His fashion is not
It's questionable.
One. Yeah. And also, it's like, a makeover, you just like put a jacket on, like a suit on them. That's
and
not
then
a makeover.
These weird haircuts.
Yeah. And the haircuts just looked the same. They looked like a different version of Schwartz's, but there was no like great revelation. Like it was not like extreme makeover.
It was pretty messy.
Wait, I'm obsessed with the triplet that has like a gash on his forehead too. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It's like a cut that's like actively bleeding. Jackson tap therapy. I don't understand when Kelsey's like, who's going to own this anger? It won't let it be me. I'm like, isn't that, shouldn't he be owning the anger?
Yeah.
I was confused. Jack says he regrets getting into the business. That's the first mistake he ever made.
Yeah, that's when he changed. That's when he became Jax.
That Jax guy.
He wishes he could be Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Before he started sleeping with a sugar daddy.
Yeah. I love too that throwback photo of Jax naked in a swamp.
I always love when they show that photo.
Yeah, it's like iconic Jax.
Yeah.
And it like so perfectly encapsulates like his entire vibe. Then we just end with him saying, I need to get back to Jason.
And I'm like, does he start having everyone refer to him as Jason the rest of the season?
I hope that there's now like just a total shift.
Yeah.
I also hope
he goes
that
to Lisa. He's like, I'm sorry about last night, but that was Jax.
That was Jax. This
I'm Jason.
Jason. And then he has like a split personality. He's like James McAvoy from here on out. Oh, man. Well, that's all that was in this week's episode. We blazed through that.
It was sexy and unique.
It was sexy and unique. And we'll see. Next week, Stassi's having her birthday. The theme is murder. So there's that. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
This was so fun. I would love to have you back again soon, too.
Maybe so.
Well, please tell everyone where they can find you and all that.
You can find me on Twitter at Ira, on Insta at King Ira.
Love.
And Keep It is on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I love that you have just Ira on Twitter. That's a power move.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors, Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.